The Snake Rock Conspiracy from 1 Kings and Chapter 1. When good people behave badly. The choice of the next king to follow David divided priest from priest, soldier from soldier, and advisor from advisor. Abithar the priest had been with David through thick and thin, and yet this time he had gone against David's wishes. Joab, David's general, had fought all his battles with him, and he also took the side of Adonijah. David had often failed his children, and it was as said of Adonijah that he was utterly spoiled. There may be times when one person seems as good as another for a position of leadership, yet God has an ideal person for his work, and sometimes it's not who we think is the best. Dissension is difficult to deal with, but they knew it had to be done immediately and combated, otherwise it would have led to a civil war. Paul and Barnabas had a strong disagreement in the New Testament. They went their own way and God was with both of them. But it doesn't make for easy reading. Here, with the replacement for David, there could only be a right and a wrong person. There could only be one king. Throughout the history of the church, there have been major disagreements, doctrine, styles of worship, and also personality come into play. Nor can we ignore the mistakes, the immorality, and sometimes fraud that ministers have failed in. Congregations have been too strict at times or too lenient. Jesus said, "You've always got the poor with you." And we can add to that, there will be from time to time disagreements too. Each one of the rebels was dealt with separately. Forgiveness for the priest, but loss of status. The pretender to the throne, Adonijah, was to have an eye kept on him, and on the first act of his indiscretion, he was to be executed. Unfortunately, there was no mercy for the general Joab. He was still plotting, it would seem, with Adonijah. There was a subtle attempt to steal the crown. I was so sad for him when he was so faithful to David over the years. It is difficult to have a smooth transition from one leader to another. The importance of Bathsheba in this cannot be underestimated in this battle for the crown. When Solomon became king, he gave her a throne next to his. She was the queen mother. Now David did not show a preference for his own mother like many of the nations around, yet Bathsheba as a wife obviously had considerable influence on his decision making. Unfortunately, we can be as guilty as Joab and his friends. They took the stance that the eldest should be next in line. The fact that Adonijah was an utterly spoilt person was not considered by them. God gives us the power to choose. He often leaves us to make decisions about who will lead us. And we are sometimes not always thoughtful enough to take into account every aspect of a person's character. I pray that God shall guide us at all times in these decisions. Amen. The Lord bless you.